The Money Show. Personal finance.
Warren Ingram joins us this evening. He's with Galileo Capital on the phone tonight. So he joins us on the line from Pretoria. Saving for children's education, Warren Ingram. For many people, it's too late. For many people, their parents didn't have a choice. They were too busy putting food on the table to have an opportunity to invest for children's education. There's going to come a time in South Africa that, you know, there will be subsidies, there will be support for some students, but for the vast majority, they're going to find some way to pay for it. So, how do we save for it?
Yeah, absolutely, Bruce. You know, I think, and also, I mean, you know, I think what's happening in South Africa right now, you know, for parents of young children must be, you know, they must be looking at this and saying to themselves, you know, we need to make a plan. And if you look at it now, you know, putting your child in university, your costs are probably about 50,000 rand a year. And if you've got a child that's just starting school right now and you'd like to start preparing for that, that means you're looking at a cost of about 430,000 rand for a three-year degree when they finish school.
Sorry, hold on a second. Now, a degree costs 50,000 rand a year, roughly, give or take. Different degrees will have different costs, but the education part of that degree is 50,000 rand a year. How do you get to, like, 429,000 rand 12 years from now?
Well, so your degree will cost you 150,000 rand now.
Yeah.
And so if you just look at the impact of inflation between now and...
Yes, okay, the bogeyman inflation. So you create inflation of, say, 10% a year for education over the next 12 years. By the time you get 12 years from now, to that same degree is going to cost 429,000 rand.
And you know, and your little child is, you know, just starting school this year. So, you know, it might feel like a long time away, but as we all know, time flies, and you've got a whole lot of things to do between now and then. So, you know, my suggestion for parents in a situation like this is you need to say to yourself, well, 12 years is in the investment world is a reasonable amount of time. That means you can put your money into something that invests in shares. You can put it into exchange traded fund or a unit trust. And if you put around 1,400 bucks a month into that unit trust for your child's school career, you will be in a position where you'll have enough money to fund their university costs completely by the time they start university.
But for so many parents, say they're making a choice between private and public schooling, they decide, okay, fine, we can put our kids into a public school for junior school, and then we'll amp it up to a private school in their senior school years. They're saving for that now. They don't have another 1,400 bucks a month to put into a unit trust, Warren. For university, that's just adding insult to injury.
Well, I mean, you know, private schooling, you know, is costing. I mean, and, you know, and that's not. Let's not assume that that these parents are putting their children into the most expensive private schools. But you know, just assuming that it's 50,000 to 100,000 rand a year per you know for a child to go to a private school now. I mean, I think you need to start making those trade-off conversations about saying, you know, is there not a good high quality, whatever they call a Model C school that I can send my child to for high school, and at least make sure that they can then afford to go to university.
But this seems like an ideal opportunity to utilize the tax-free accounts, Warren, and make sure that it goes into an equity fund within the tax-free account structures. You could put money in on your children's behalf, could you not? That up to 30,000 rand a year, you could put half of that amount into a tax-free savings account every year. That then should hopefully grow to the point where it can fund the university education.
It's actually a good point, Bruce. I mean, I think the only issue there is that you just need to remember then that you've used their tax-free savings allowance, you know, on their lifetime. I don't have a problem. I mean, I think if you've given them, you know, a university education, that's a heck of a start in life. And if you've used up their, you know, a portion of their tax-free savings allowance that they're allowed to save over their lifetime, well, I think that's a heck of a gift. So that wouldn't bug me, but it's certainly just something to be aware of. That, you know, that obviously they can only put in that money for, you know, 500,000 rand in total over their lifetime.
They could, I suppose, choose at the beginning of a university career, saying, I'd rather not have the university, thanks, I'd just take the money right now, thanks for saving it for me, cheers, I'm out of here, or whatever the case might be.
Exactly. I mean, they turn 18 years old and they've got all the control in the world and that money, and all you're doing then is hopefully relying on your good parenting to have got them, you know, to make the right decision. I think for parents, maybe just going back to your question about the private schooling, if they are in a position where they don't have the money to save now for their kids, the other option then, of course, is a student loan. And I'm never the biggest fan of debt. I mean, it's always going to be a concern. It's always almost a sword hanging over your head. But at the same time, if you as the parent say, I'll sign surety for my child's, tertiary education, then the costs there are, I mean, it's quite interesting. Typically the banks are charging somewhere around prime plus 1.5, prime plus 2% a year. And the thing about a student loan is, while your child is studying, you only have to service the interest. You don't have to start paying back the capital. So if we're working on a child going to university now, that means you're paying somewhere around 500 grand, 470 rand a month just to service the interest in the first year, and then in the second year about 1,000 bucks, and then by the third year about 1,400 rand a month. So it's interesting how, the 1,400 rand a month comes back to us again. You can either save it up front and then you pay off your child's schooling, university fees completely, or you're just servicing the interest right now, and there's still going to be the capital that has to get paid back once they start work. But to me, those are the two most viable options that parents have for funding their children's university education.
Yeah, I mean, for parents who can afford it, it's absolutely brilliant, and it's important that we draw attention to it, Warren Ingram. I mean, there is the theory going around that we should be looking at some sort of civil service contribution that students could give if government came up with bigger subsidies, more innovative ways of thinking, because I look at the numbers that you present and the numbers scare the living daylights out of me as the parent of young children, and I go, my goodness me, my children are going to have to possibly think about this for themselves at some point.
And that really is a first, that really is the experience of young people in the first world. I mean, if we're talking about 50,000 rand a year to go to university here, it probably works out very similarly in the States, but there it's $50,000 a year. And you say to yourself, the average middle income family in the States, they're really going to struggle to send their children to university at those kinds of prices. So I think it's certainly a reality that people right around the world will face. And, finding innovative ways to help people is a good idea, but I think we don't have a bottomless pit of money in South Africa to fund, every single objective that we all have for our country. So to me as a parent, you're trying to get in front of this problem and say, well, at least let me see what I can do. If you can't fund the full 1,400 rand a month now, can you do 500 rand a month? Can you help make some kind of a dent, and hopefully they get a bursary or then some kind of a smaller student loan as a compromise. But I think, you've got time, and that, time is a wonderful thing when you start saving money, because it really starts to grow in itself. And that's important to understand now.
Yeah, but Gerard and Marius both make the point that I made earlier. Gerard is saying the cost of private schooling at Curro is 7,000 rand a month. It's 94,000 rand a year that he's already paying for. Marius is saying the 120,000 rand in school fees before inflation, and we've got to save on top of that for university. That's the trade-off, I suppose, Warren, and it's a point you made a couple of months ago when you were talking about private versus public education. Parents have got to make that trade-off and say, right, what is going to be important here for my family? Can we afford the private school fees now? What is the long-term consequence of that? If we can't afford the private school fees now and then university later, how do we get kids into the best schools? How do we get on scholarship programs? Those trade-offs have got to be made within families.
And I think also, it's not wrong as a parent to want to give your child the best education that you can, and I agree with that 100%. I mean, I went to university, but at the same time, if you look at this world we live in, people who have a skill as opposed to just, a broad education, very often end up earning a heck of a lot more than, those of us that come out of university with some kind of a broad degree and no skill at all. And you know, and to me, that's, you know, that's another angle we have to think about is, you know, what are the options for teaching your child a craft or a skill that, you know, where they can become economically productive very early in life? And there's no cap on that. You know, there's no limit. You're not doing them a disservice if they have those skills. They can, you know, they have unlimited earning potential to start their own businesses, etc., very early in life.
I've made a note in my diary. My 7-year-old the other day challenged me. He said, "Dad, why is your job talking?" And I said, "I beg your pardon." And he said, "Why is your job talking? All you do is talk." And I said, "Well, it's a bit more complicated than that." He said, "No, you just talk. That's your job." He said, "Why don't you do something?" I'm going to throw that right back at him one day.
Yeah, exactly. Tell him to become a builder.
Exactly. Do something useful. Warren Ingram, thank you, financial advisor at Galileo Capital this evening with Personal Finance.